Exercise 5.7. Pure hydrogen is a gas under normal conditions, at room temperature and normal atmospheric pressure. Like most gaseous elements, hydrogen is diatomic, which means that its molecules contain two atoms. Molecular hydrogen is represented symbolically as H2. Hydrogen gas is much lighter than air and has a lower boiling point, -252.8 degrees Celsius, and freezing point, -259.14 degrees Celsius, than does any other substance except helium. Liquid hydrogen is colourless in small amounts, but light blue in thick samples. Solid hydrogen is colourless. Hydrogen exists in nature as three different isotopes: protium, deuterium, tritium. Pure hydrogen gas is rare, so it is produced in the laboratory and in chemical factories in a variety of ways. Producing extremely pure hydrogen gas involves a process called hydrolysis, passing an electric current through water to break the water molecules up into hydrogen gas and oxygen gas. In the chemical industry, hydrogen forms in other reactions, such as in the production of chlorine, Cl2, and sodium hydroxide, NaOH, from sodium chloride dissolved in water. In petroleum refineries, hydrogen forms as a byproduct of hydrocarbon processing. The chemical industry uses hydrogen gas in many industrial chemical processes, the most important of which is using hydrogen to make ammonia, the Haber process. Hydrogen is also needed in large amounts to make the fuel methane and the alcohol methanol. The food industry hydrogenates liquid oils to make solid fats such as margarine. Metallurgists use hydrogen to separate pure metals from their oxides, for example, to remove oxygen from copper oxide, leaving pure copper. Industries can use hydrogen's reaction with oxygen, the reverse reaction to hydrolysis, to create energy. In the future, hydrogen may be used as fuel for automobiles, refrigerators, and aeroplanes if it becomes easier to distribute, store, and use. Using hydrogen fuel for planes would decrease the amount of fuel needed to lift the plane at takeoff, increase the distance the plane could fly without stopping, and reduce pollution. Physicists use extremely cold liquid hydrogen to study elementary particles and to cool objects to extremely low temperatures in order to study superconductivity, the ability of a material to conduct electricity with no resistance and no loss of energy. Nuclear engineers and scientists use the hydrogen isotope deuterium and deuterium oxide, DTO, also called heavy water, to help control nuclear power plants and to perform experiments.